I suppose in my last year at school, Hensoe School, the headmaster come and call me into the office at one early morning and said, "I've arranged an interview for you at Murphy Radio." I said, "Well, why did you pick on me?" He said, "Well, because your two best subjects were maths and science."
Right.
I wasn't any good at maths, I had to put those two things. And because it's a science thing, I was asked to join as a junior. It wasn't an apprenticeship exactly, it was called you were just a junior.
Yeah.
So I went and had the interview with a bloke called Mr. Hassel.
Okay, lovely.
I remember him quite well. and he said, "Right, you start when you finish school." Because we hadn't finished school in then. This was in sort of last 2 weeks of July before the school broke up completely. And so, I can't think when it was exactly. It was 1943 anyway.
Yes.
So it must have been September.
And were you the only one from your school?
Well, no, there was another boy, Dennis Trowell. Mm-hmm. I don't think of his name.
Yes, yes.
He was in the same class as me at school, and he also was taken on as a junior or apprentice or some sort of scheme that they did.
Yeah.
Down in this was in Bridge Road East.
Right.
Opposite Norton's.
Oh right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm. So what would your duties have been as a junior? So was this at 14, 16?
I was 14.
14.
Right.
Yeah.
Because in those days we just got 14.
Yeah.
And we hadn't progress a lot of days school after day. Well, we used to support the engineers, but this was a laboratory where they designed, well, because during the war they were designing radios for the army and for the navy.
Yes.
We didn't do anything for the RAF, I don't know why. I think it's how the government dished out the contracts.
Yeah.
Because in those days, they various industries, the government wanted things like aircraft or again. All the contract was dished out to various companies for doing to, because everything was converted into war effort.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, like the,
yeah.
We were making radios for the home market, and then suddenly we made radios for the army and the navy.
And did that make any physical difference to you as a worker?
No.
No, it's just a different market.
I was obviously support. An engineer who was on his iron and getting the bits and pieces he needed.
Yeah.
I used to do windings, wind up coils.
Yeah.
On a core machine, and I would go down to the stores and get components such as electrolytes, resistors, and capacitors that he needed.
Yes, a gopher.
And then, and then I used to tell me, he'd draw a circuit diagram for me, and then he want me to wire it all up.
All right. Yes.
Yeah. So it's all part of the procedure.
Yeah.
And, I did that until the war came to an end, and then we switched over to radios and radiograms.